Picture this: luscious green trees, thick forests, birds chirping, animals living in peace and quiet, tractors, roads, trucks, trees falling, flat open areas, diggers, holes, dirt, pollution, mudslides, closing in, no way out, lights flickering, lives lost, all for one thing, a diamond. Can't we all find a new best friend? Good morning, Canada. I'm your host, Finlay Alsop from Midtown East York, and you're listening to the Issues in Canadian Geography podcast, where we talk about issues in Canadian geography. The main topic for today's discussion, May 21st, 2019, is the diamond mining industry. Most people think diamonds are just a measure of wealth or an engagement symbol, but that's not all. There are many more uses than that. Diamonds are used every day in Canada, for example, in the building trade and medical profession. Lend me your ears for the next 5 or so minutes while we dive headfirst into the issues around diamond mining. Diamond mining is a part of the primary industry, which involves getting raw materials. Because diamonds are one of the hardest materials on Earth, having a 10 out of 10 on the Mohs scale, which is the measure of mineral hardness, it can be used for all mining activities, making saw blades and for delivering medicines to specific parts of the body. Those are some key reasons for going through all the trouble of extracting them from the ground for more than to keep up with the demand of the jewelry industry. In the last 21 years, there have been a total of 7 diamond mines in Canada, 4 in Northwest Territories, 1 in Nunavut, 1 in Quebec, and 1 in Northern Ontario. Over this time period, 2 mines have shut down due to budgetary and operational issues. In 2012, there were only 20 diamond mines worldwide. The Ekati Diamond Mine in Northwest Territories is renowned for the premium gem quality diamonds it produces. The largest gem quality diamond produced to date at the mine is a 186-carat diamond from the Pigeon Pit, which was recovered and sold in 2016. The Ekati Diamond Mine was the first mine to open in Canada in 1998. The Kimberley Process, an organization that monitors the diamond mining industry, tracked that in 2015, Canada was the 5th largest diamond producer in the world by volume and the 3rd largest by value, out of 21 countries. The 2 largest diamond producers are Russia and Botswana. Together, they produce 43% of the total volume and 53% of the total value of rough diamonds in the world. Impact of the diamond industry in Canada. Mining brings in billions of dollars into Canada. Indian and Northern Affairs Canada estimates that over the life of these 3 mines, the Ekati, Diavik, and Snap Lake projects will collectively generate royalties of almost $9 billion from a variety of different Canadian taxes. Diamond mining business issues in the world. Due to poor planning and weak regulation, diamond mining has caused environmental devastation, severely damaging the land and water. This irresponsible mining has caused soil erosion and deforestation, and has forced local communities to relocate. Improper diamond mining practices can result in agricultural problems, since the nutrients from the upper soil are removed. Although diamond mining is generally less harmful to the environment than other types of mining, such as gold mining, it still has a huge impact on the environment because mining in general is an invasive procedure. Diamond mining is no exception. However, it does use less harmful toxic chemicals. Diamond mining also contributes to many public health problems. Angola's diamond industry has been particularly careless in protecting rivers and streams from exploitation. To get an impact of the sheer size of some of these mines, the largest mine in the world, located in Russia, called the Mir Mine, can fit 2 CN towers laid down horizontally across the top of the mine, and 1 CN tower standing up in the middle of the mine and just poking out over the surface. Although this mine, at its operational peak, produced over 10 million carats of diamond per year, the mine was eventually exhausted, then abandoned. Some people refer to this mine as the navel of the earth. In many countries, such as Russia and Brazil, miners are paid very poorly, and many diamond miners work in extremely dangerous conditions. Miners may lack safety equipment and the proper tools. they can easily die or be injured in landslides, mine collapses, and other tragic accidents. The average miner in Canada earns a wage of almost $40 per hour, so they are considered to be well paid, but the job is pretty dangerous. Most of the mines are in northern Canada, where the cost of living is not very high, but the cost of food is. A solution to help minimize environmental impacts, as they do in South Africa, could be the polluter pays principle. How you could implement this is when Canadian mining companies buy their land, in the contract there should be a section that talks about the polluter pays principle, and how those who produce pollution should bear the cost of managing it to prevent damage to human health or the environment. In conclusion, the diamond mining industry in Canada and worldwide is a multi-billion dollar industry which brings jobs to the people, provides raw material for many purposes, and brings money into the country, but can also have a terrible effect on the environment, unless companies are responsible for cleaning up after themselves and bringing the land back to the way it was before they started mining. Thanks for coming on the journey through the diamond mining industry with me. I hope you enjoyed this adventure and learned that diamonds are much more than an accessory. They are part of the global economic web. All references are available upon request.